Another teaching assistant at OU is suspended over free speech issues. The state's largest community college is on track for adding its first bachelor's degree program. And new technology speeds up the security screening for some travelers at the Oklahoma City Airport. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, December 8th. I'm Deborah Schar. The University of Oklahoma suspended a graduate student instructor Friday following accusations of viewpoint discrimination related to an on-campus protest march. KGOU's Audrey McClure has details.
The instructor, believed to be assistant teaching professor Kelly Alvarez, reportedly told her class she would excuse absences for students attending Friday's protest in support of the graduate instructor who was placed on leave after a student claimed religious discrimination. Alvarez allegedly said she would not excuse absences for counter-protesters, according to OU Turning Point USA president Caleb Magana. Magana told the OU Daily he was the student in Alvarez's English Composition 2 class who was denied an excused absence to counter-protest. Alvarez was immediately replaced for the remainder of the semester, according to OU Daily. The leave comes after psychology junior Samantha Fulnecki claimed religious discrimination over a failing paper grade. Following her claim, the graduate instructor of Fulnecki's course was placed on leave. On Friday, hundreds gathered on OU's campus in support of that instructor. I'm Audrey McClure.
Tulsa Community College is a step closer to launching its first bachelor's degree program. Oklahoma's largest two-year college received approval from the state regents to move forward with a four-year program focusing on early childhood development. TCC's chief academic officer, Angela Civadon, says the push for a bachelor's program came in response to a new state law.
We've been thinking about this for a long time. You know, the passage of Senate Bill 701 changed the landscape here in Tulsa. And so once that landscape changed, we looked at what opportunities we could offer our students out of those changes.
Senate Bill 701 allowed other Tulsa area colleges to offer programs normally found at community colleges. TCC aims to join a growing number of community colleges across the U.S., offering lower-cost bachelor's degree programs for their students.
Offering a bachelor's degree at a community college is an economical option for them, right? And for our community, we also know that Oklahoma urgently needs more early child care workers.
Demand for child care in Oklahoma is high, but experts say supply is critically short. According to Oklahoma Human Services, 34 of the state's 77 counties are considered child care deserts. TCC's early childhood bachelors will need final approval from the Higher Learning Commission before officially being offered. Will Rogers International Airport has added new technology to create express lanes for TSA security. The e-gates use facial recognition to simplify and speed up the screening process. The company Clear says the system verifies travelers' identities in under 5 seconds and eliminates a stop at the TSA podium. Travelers must be Clear members to use the e-gates. The Oklahoma City Airport joins nearly 15 airports nationwide using the biometric technology. A partnership between Clear and TSA led to the security screening advancement. An American Legion post honoring two Oklahoma Black War veterans is getting recognition. Miranda Martinez has details on this historic site.
Post 103 in Okmulgee can now be found on the National Register of Historic Places. Also known as Haygood Shepherd American Legion Post 103, it is named after Henry Arthur Haygood and Alan B. Shepherd. The two men were Okmulgee's first black casualties during World Wars I and II. The post is recognized for providing a social club for black veterans in Northeast Oklahoma after their military service. The concrete building was built in 1960. The American Legion is an organization that works to improve the lives of veterans through programs and services. I'm Miranda Martinez.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.